All right, KXFM continues its coverage today of the COVID-19 pandemic and our series of interviews with local community members. This is perhaps the most important interview we'll have today. This one's with an actual doctor. Yeah, we've got Dr. James Shen. He's a emergency room physician at Hoag in Irvine. How are you, Dr. Shen? Thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me. Things are okay. It's one day at a time right now.
Yeah, and I'm amazed you have a day off right now, believe it or not.
I have a day to breathe and take care of the kids now that they're home for an indefinite amount of time.
But yeah, so obviously you're allowed to be home and with your family despite, you know, potentially being exposed or anything like that.
Yes, of course. You know, we still have our obligations, but, you know, we're not allowing outside visitors currently, and it's just my wife, me, and our two little monkeys.
Right. And I do want to say, of course, Dr. Shen does live locally. He's a big supporter of our station and a lot of nonprofits. Although you work in Irvine, you know, which of course Laguna people poo-poo. I want to say what a valuable community member you are.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So just give us the picture of what's going on, at least at Hoag right now. Just paint it for us.
Yeah, you know, this is kind of uncharted waters for everybody. And it's, like I said, it's kind of a day at a time, and we're all figuring this out as we go along. And we're kind of getting information on a daily basis and making the necessary, you know, adjustments that we need to potentially deal with this. And we're anticipating a surge of patients right now. Things are under control. And if you go to the OC Department of Health website, the current cases as of last night, there's only 42 cases, which is definitely concerning. And what we're trying to avoid is a huge surge where it overwhelms our system and we just can't handle it and can't manage it. And that's why social isolation is so important at this point.
Yeah. So what are you suggesting somebody does at this stage if they're starting to feel some symptoms of, you know, what's been described as COVID-19? Maybe it's the fever or the coughing, whatever it is. I mean, at what point do you suggest somebody indeed go to the emergency room?
So, you know, there's a lot of information out there and we're all overwhelmed. You hear it on the news, you see it on the internet, and it's very, very difficult to tease through all that. And even we as physicians are trying to figure this all out. But the numbers that are coming out of China, 80% of people who are healthy do fine with this. You know, they have very, very minimal symptoms.
Yeah.
It's the 20% of patients that are elderly, that have comorbidities, that really fare poorly. Those are the ones that end up hospitalized. Those are the ones that end up in the ICU. So, you know, if you're young, you're healthy, you have a little fever, cough, feel like you maybe have just a cold, you should be okay. If you start getting short of breath or you really, really start feeling crummy and start feeling terrible, then you need to be evaluated.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so right now, from the perspective of your hospital, at least, there's no danger of being short of equipment, of, you know, ventilators, of anything you're going to need if this does get out of hand, at least right now.
Right now, things are under control, but I think the public and everybody needs to understand that if those numbers ramp up and we see an exponential increase in numbers, no one's going to be able to handle this. And that's the concern. And that's why we're trying to, you know, flatten the curve, as everybody has heard.
Yeah.
We're trying to avoid that mass surge of patients where it just overwhelms the system.
What would you say to somebody who's just not taking this seriously yet? To somebody who says, it's, you know, not even as bad as the flu. To the spring breakers in Miami who are, you know, hanging out and drinking and partying. To anybody like that.
Yeah. You know, we all have a personal responsibility to take this seriously. And it's frustrating for us as physicians and healthcare providers. We want the public to take this seriously and isolate. The numbers that we're seeing in China, they're saying there's a lot of people who are completely asymptomatic who are spreading this disease.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it's not the young and healthy people we got to be concerned about. It's our elderly population and those people who have underlying conditions that are going to fare very poorly. So everybody in the community has a responsibility. And at this point, you have to assume that everybody has it and take that responsibility. So when this is all said and done, we can say, hey, you know, we did the right thing.
I've heard conflicting reports on this, and you might not even, you know, be able to answer this question, but do you know that once somebody has it and recovers from it, are they definitely immune from henceforth?
I do not have an answer to that, and I don't know if there's enough research to really tell you one way or another.
Got it.
But with most viruses and influenza, that's typically the case.
Right. Okay. Again, Dr. James Shen is on the phone. He's an ER doctor at Hoag in Irvine. So I'm wondering, do you guys have like a meeting every day before you start work of new information that's coming in from the, you know, World Health Organization or the CDC? I mean, because you're getting new protocols all the time, I would imagine.
Yes. And it's overwhelming sometimes to process all that information. But yes, we're having... We actually started doing virtual meetings via Zoom, and we're doing those almost 2-3 times a week. The hospital's also been excellent about getting information out to physicians and the staff about the current protocols and what we're doing as a hospital to kind of nip this in the bud.
Okay. And I know that, again, this information is also changing on a daily basis, but right now you have to fulfill certain criteria, it sounds like, to be able to even get access to a test. So can you talk about what that criteria is and how long it would take to get the results if you did get a test?
Yeah, so currently you have to meet, if you come into the hospital, you come to the emergency room, you have to meet certain criteria for testing, and we're not just testing everybody. We're testing people with fever, cough, shortness of breath, and risk factors such as travel to one of the endemic areas. If you come from a skilled nursing facility, we're trying to address that population, or if you have known exposure to someone with the coronavirus. The problem that we're encountering is that, one, there's not a lot of facilities for us to test, and also the turnaround testing right now is it's about 3 days essentially to get the results back.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a long time, right? I mean, it should be faster, right? I mean, hopefully it will be soon.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, everything's kind of changing right now. So we're, you know, getting new equipment, and hopefully in the next week or so, I've heard that we will be able to test on site, and hopefully we'll have answers within a few hours. Obviously, that would be extremely helpful. And that's why I mentioned earlier, it's you have to assume that the person next to you has coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And of course, I wanted to talk about the number you mentioned earlier from Orange County Health, and that number was 42 confirmed cases. But wouldn't it be reasonable to assume that it's actually quite a bit higher than that because, you know, most people can't get tested right now?
Yeah, and that's a critical point. That number could be very, very misleading. The number's probably substantially higher. It's just we don't want to see that number shoot up overnight, and that's what you're seeing happen in Italy.
Yeah. Are you seeing a lot more anxiety cases right now, too, in the emergency room?
Yeah, I mean, how can you not be anxious at a time like this? Yeah. It's just... There's so much going on. There's so much information out there, and we're all trying to figure this out. Schools are closing. The economy is hurting. I mean, everybody's concerned, and rightfully so. So, yeah, you know, we're definitely seeing a lot more patients with anxiety.
And I also did want to ask, you know, as kind of a chronic hypochondriac myself, in what case are you going to the emergency room right now? If you just feel regular sick, you know, let's say you have some other kind of symptoms that aren't COVID-19, should you do your best to avoid impacting the hospital right now?
I think you should definitely think twice about coming to the emergency room. Obviously, if you're sick and you're really feeling terrible, you need to be evaluated. But people need to remember, you know, we're still on top of all this. We're still dealing with the everyday patient, the heart attacks, the strokes, and that's not stopping.
Of course.
So people need to be understanding of the crisis we're in and kind of what we're dealing with. But, you know, 80% of people do, who are young, healthy, who have no comorbidities, do okay with this.
And then another thing I wanted to ask is, if you do suspect yourself of having it and it's so bad that you need to go to the ER, I assume you don't want people just, you know, trouncing into the lobby potentially infected with COVID-19. So how would you want them to handle that? How would you want them to handle arriving at the emergency room?
Well, if you're that sick that you need to go to the emergency room, you know, we have our protocols in place. We are screening those patients as soon as they come to the department. And I can say, you know, let the staff know right away and we will mask you and, you know, isolate you as quickly as we can.
Okay. Well, it sounds to me like, if I can summarize the message coming from you, it's definitely take it seriously, definitely social distance, definitely isolate if you can, but don't worry yourself to death because most people are going to be okay with this.
Yes, I think, you know, hopefully in a month, we'll all look back and say, hey, you know, I think we overreacted and we panicked. I'm okay with that kind of response. I don't want to hear in a month, like, hey, we dropped the ball. We missed our window and we didn't jump on this. And now we lost a lot of close family and friends to this.
Yeah.
We don't want that to happen.
All right, Dr. Shin, anything else you want to add about COVID-19 or anything else going on medically right now before we go?
No, be safe out there.
Okay. Dr. James Shin, Laguna Beach local and emergency room physician at Hogue in Irvine. Thank you so very much. Take care with you and your family, okay?
Thanks, Tyler. Appreciate
right.
it. Have
Bye-bye.
A good day. Bye-bye.
All right, a couple more interviews still to go today at 1:30. Captain Rachel Johnson, she's kind of the point person for the Laguna Beach Police Department and the city regarding the pandemic, and Annie Wareham of Laguna Playhouse. Those are both coming up at 1:30 and 2 o'clock.